And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I got an email the other day asking for some work to be commissioned, a simple enough project in my mind. Original thoughts were a little bit more complex, but in doing a little bit of research, not as difficult as I thought it was going to be. And one of the requests, which is not unfair, was to have a set of blueprints to be sent over so that way they could get a general idea of what they're looking at, of what the material costs are going to be. And again, not unreasonable, but their project seems just a little bit too simple to offer blueprints. It's kind of silly just to sit there and go, I can't portray exactly how it's going to look. I can tell you what materials I'll use. I can't tell you how it's going to look. But blueprints are a good way of double checking your work, making sure you have an idea. I remember being a kid long, long time ago at a school desk somewhere in the United States, drawing away on graph paper. I was designing my future home, had layouts for, you know, the dining room table and where the sofa is going to go. But I also made sure to include secret walls, hidden staircases, so that way I could build that all in, make sure that all the floor plans were going to be correct. And I know in high school there was a point in time where I took a short little stint within an engineering or a blueprinting class. I don't know specifically what the title of that was, but wasn't allowed to stay there, had to go chase off some silly English credit or whatever graduation silly stuff there was. But I never got into super engineering, super blueprinting, but I still respect it. I've done my fair share of building things, and sometimes the blueprints are just a scratch on the back of the napkin to give you just enough of a general idea, height, length, width. Sometimes they're just a little bit more elaborate. I know in the process of building a trailer out of a car, not a trailer for a car, had all my measurements, had an idea. I went out there and I measured so many freaking times, so many times. But I didn't want to screw this up. This thing was going to be going down the freeway. I wanted to make sure it was going to be pulled straight. So lots of cross-referencing, lots of making stuff up, figuring it all out. Still have those plans on notebook paper. My last house out in Washington, I built a shed. A little bit more elaborate than your basic shed, but a shed nonetheless. And one of the benefits to laying out the blueprints is getting an idea of the general amount of materials and how much they'll cost. One thing that's not normally included in blueprints is nails, how many times you're going to throw nails into the wood and whatnot. But it's not something that's impossible to figure out. You sit there and you go, well, there's two or there's four nails. Sometimes there's three. And how many times they're all going to get connected. So not only can we sit there and look at the material cost of how many sticks of pine that we need or whatever material we're going to use, we can start to figure out all the little tiny bits and pieces. The blueprints, however, for the shed were a little bit more elaborate. They spanned more than a single sheet of notebook paper. I actually busted out the graph paper. Is everything to scale? No. Is everything a legitimate legal blueprint? No, it's not something I would have submitted to City Hall. Because there were little things here and there that would have shifted left and right. When we have certified blueprints of actual buildings that go through City Hall, it's to make sure that everything is up to code, everything is how it's supposed to be, and that way when things come through, things need to be double-checked. There's an easy point to cross-reference. When looking at houses, any good realtor will tell you to dream up a list of the things you do and you do not want in your new house. Now, that's not necessarily the blueprints for a floor plan, but it's a blueprint for the goals, the ideas that you have in mind. Before leaving Washington, I had built up my blueprint of housing expectations, the things I was looking for. And if you can hit 75% of that list, you're doing pretty good. Any more is all bonus points, and you should be happy about that. Especially if you're planning on a longer-term investment instead of just flipping the house in a matter of years. But blueprints don't even have to go all the way to brand new things. I designed a chicken coop. I knew I had some, when I moved into this house, there was a shelving unit that was set up in the garage of old lumber, and I disassembled it and threw it into the shed. There were some extra materials in the shed and came across some pallets, a whole bunch of excess material, nothing your normal 8-foot length piece of lumber. And so I knew that I wanted to follow my idea of reduce, reuse, and recycle, but I didn't know what I had overall. Didn't know where I was going to end up, but I drew the blueprints of my chicken coop nonetheless. Things that I wanted, things of the design that I had in mind to create something. And last week, I finally got the siding up on the chicken coop just in time, had a nice rainstorm come in this week, protect the insides. But as I was walking by the kitchen counter the other day, yesterday or so, and had my clipboard of blueprints laid out, things that my design where I had a general idea. Again, I didn't know specifically what I had for materials. But that chicken coop that I built is pretty spot on to my rough and tumble kind of blueprints. I'm making new blueprints for the run. Won't be as much used material, so it becomes a little bit easier on how to design things, taking out the guesswork. But that blueprint, that design, that goal of what you're shooting for. Sometimes it's fantastic to look back and see how just a little bit of planning can take you so far. Again, sometimes the planning can just be a matter of stick figures, or it can be an abstract idea. And then as reality sets in, you sit there and you go, I can't do as much as I'd like. Again, it helps you get that cost idea in your mind. And I know that if I had used brand new material for this chicken coop, it would have been a borderline exorbitant expense. Some things that I had to cut short on, like the roof. I wanted a 5-foot roof, a little bit of a foot of overhang, but due to my materials, I ended up with just shy. I got lucky enough with the pieces I had left over, and I'm also very lucky that it's just a chicken coop. Chickens don't seem to mind too much about their immediate space, just so long as it's secure and safe. But sometimes, again, our blueprints need to be a little bit more intricate. We need those goals that we set out for, like the housing situation, when you go out to buy a house. Or maybe when we start college, start going to that secondary school system, or we start a job, and we sit there and we go, how far up in the company do we want to go? Is that a blueprint? Maybe. Maybe not. When it's in your mind, maybe it's just a plan, a goal, and it'll be what it'll be. But if you have one of those intention walls or intention papers or whatever, the dream, I don't know what the story is called, as you all yell at me sitting there going, I know what it is. Those goals, those aspirations, when you sit there and you go, I'm going to be CEO one day, I'm going to figure out a way to make it. You have the end plan. You have that chicken coop. You have that drawing on the back of the napkin. But how are you going to make it there? What steps need to be done? How many pieces of lumber do you need to buy to build those steps to reach that next level? How many levels are there to get to the final boss level of CEO? Knock down the previous reigning champ. You push him down off that mountain. It's your mountain now. Or does your blueprint have you only going halfway? Not even halfway, just a handful of steps up that ladder. So that way you can grab onto that jungle vine and swing over and catch the next ladder. Climb that ladder over there that will take you a little bit further up the pathway. Do we sit there and we understand that you have to work the bottom end of the job to then take a job over in Department A so you can work over in Department B to then step up to manager of Department B so then you can hop back over to Department A? Or how do we lay out these goals? How do we plan our ascent? How do we plan our situations, our goals? I remember being in school and getting in trouble with the teacher for never filling out my agenda planner calendar thing. Whatever it was, each class was supposed to have whatever homework I'm supposed to do, supposed to write it down. I was never any good at that. Still not good at that. Fly by the seat of my pants for planning things. But there's some things that need that structure, that need that ability to follow the idea, to make sure we're going along the path that we set, looking for those goals that we have set off to obtain. And do they need to be set in stone? Don't think so. I draw all my blueprints in pencil on graph paper. Just drawing up the, like I said, the chicken run the other day and thinking back at the chicken coop plans and then thinking about this person that I'm in the middle of emailing with and that they want blueprints. And I think about these blueprints as a means that I could sell this chicken coop design, especially if I sat there and made sure to figure out what size cuts you needed and how many 8-foot sticks or maybe 10-foot sticks you needed, how many pieces of cinder block or siding that we're looking for. And people don't like paper blueprints anymore, it seems. I haven't done any research or any looking, but I've noticed a lot for all these other things. When you're looking online and how people design things, they have AutoCAD, computer-assisted design, laying their plans out and sit there and you watch them. They're rotating it on the computer screen and very intricate, very cool idea. I remember trying to get into AutoCAD as a kid, but we never had a computer powerful enough and it just wasn't in the cards for me. And so I have these paper plans. I have these paper ideas, but I can reference them. I can go back. I can recreate things, recreate this path that I've set out to choose or set out to build, construct, finalize. My smaller woodworking projects have blueprints, so it's just a matter of open those up, see what notes I've written down, set the measuring devices accordingly, set up whatever jigs I have, and away I go, less thinking the second time around. And sometimes these plans are not just, again, for us, but for the people that follow in our shoes. There's only so much that an oral recital of history or your experiences can convey, can be passed on. Sometimes the blueprints, again, are just a little bit more intricate than just lines on a piece of paper, but words, path. I don't want to say self-help books necessarily, but defined set of experiences that can at least illuminate us and show us that we want to build this reduced, reused, reclaimed chicken coop so that way we know what we're aiming for. But we don't always have all the pieces that we need. If we can get it close enough to make it do its job, do what it needs to do to get us to that next step, that next rung on the ladder, to move us just a little bit further down the road, a little bit closer towards our end goals, then so be it. That's how it goes. Then again, we can look back and reference them and decide whether or not we should have put that 2x4 6 inches to the left, or maybe it showed up right where we're supposed to be, or, well, darn, we're out of 2x4s. Gonna have to figure something else out. Get the sticks, and we'll build it even better. Chicken lean-to. Cover it with leaves. Don't cover it with leaves. Won't last that long. But I'm Billy Bones. This has been a walk through the mind. Short moment where we can sit, reflect, figure out what blueprints we're going to draw up, whether it's a giant Taj Mahal style structure, or maybe it's just a just a simple oven, backyard oven to cook pizzas in. Whatever we choose to chase in our creative endeavors, gotta have those blueprints, those ideas, so we can fall back and reference. Bring white out if you wrote it in pen. Bring an eraser if you wrote it in pencil. But again, I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Send a short little quip, a diatribe, or maybe you just retweet the tweet, boost a toot when the show's been notified, or maybe you sit there and you saw some of the pictures of the chicken coop, and maybe those are worth sharing. But I've got a website, billybones.com. You can go there. There's a link to email. There's links to show notes. None today. Link to... It says value for value. If you found value out of this podcast, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, a reason to draw up their own blueprints. Oh, and I've lost all of my train of thought. I should write some of this stuff down. But if you found value out of this in a monetary sense, like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, thank you very much, sir. Sent in $15, 15 American Federal Reserve Freedom Units. That's available through the website as well. Again, you go to billybones.com, spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. You scroll down, you see that value for value button. Click that, it'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. If you feel this show is worth Bitcoin, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin called Satoshis, using your new podcast app, newpodcastapps.com. Go there, you send in some Satoshis, support the show. If you need something more materialistic in your exchange for value for value, you can also check out tabletopwoodworks.com. A link for that within the show notes. And I've got dice towers and exploding outhouses available. But thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.